Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, it was a relatively quiet week on Wall Street. The markets were all down. The Dow was off 2% this week. S&P down 1.2%. NASDAQ off slightly, 0.9. The MSCI EAFE International Index off 2.6. But all indexes still looking pretty healthy for the year. The Dow's barely up, almost 2% for the year to date. S&P up over 14%. NASDAQ up over 30 still. And the MSCI International Index over 10% up. The 10-year Treasury had an interesting week in the Treasury market. We'll get to that. Closing in at 4.3%. 4.06%. I was looking at something else. Year-to-date, barely up at all. So bond market still sort of flat. Oil getting over the $70. Closing at 73.65. Up the week, 4.3%. Year-to-date off 8%. And bonds, again, sort of a quiet week, but for the week down 1.4%, so barely up on the year because we had some activity going on. Let's look at that. So overall markets this past week, fairly strong, still nothing major correction or anything like that. And this was due to this labor market. And we saw a pretty healthy demand in the service sector as well. And so the market is anticipating the Fed continuing to raise interest rates for longer. And so now the market is expecting that coming up here mid-July that the Fed will raise rates probably once more, bringing that rate to 5.25 to 5.5% and keep them there until May of 2024. This is what the market's anticipating, not what may happen. It's just what the market's thinking. So again, expect a raise here in July and then nothing happening again until May of 24. Unless, of course, the data is, of course, driving all of this. And if the data warrants it, if we see inflation still persisting, expect the Fed to raise rates more. From a market perspective, what does all this mean? Well, there have been implications that higher for longer is now the view for both the stocks and bonds. And why do I say that? Well, in the bond market, the Treasury yields have climbed higher as both the 10-year and the 2-year Treasuries are higher. They keep going higher. So with the 10-year yield, we're seeing rates right now at 4%, which is pretty good. And on the 2-year, they're over 5%. So again, you're seeing an inverted yield curve. What that means is the short end of the curve is paying more than the long end of the curve. And traditionally, that has always signaled a slowdown or a recession. We've been talking about that forever. Has it happened? No, still not happening. So why? Well, what's going on is the stock market and the bond market are looking at the labor market. And so we're seeing the stock market come off this week a little bit. And why was that? Why did the market come down a little bit? Well, it was because of the bond market, because the bonds right now are paying so well. The short end, 5% or better on a 2-year, it's pretty good. A lot of clients calling about their CDs and they're getting 5% at the bank on a 1-year. And I always say to them, well, that's great, but what about inflation? And they say, well, what do you mean? And I say, well, you know, what is inflation today? We all know what it is. It's well over 4%, even closer to 5%, depending on what you read. And so what does a 5% CD really buy you? And also look at the labor market. This past week, this is what drove the markets this past week. It was all about labor. Labor has been a source of strength for the U.S. economy, even though the rates have been rising these last 16 months. And we saw this week markets looking at two pretty significant job reports that we saw for the month of June. You had two. You had the ADP and you had the non-farm payroll for the month of June, both which show resiliency and support and strength. And so when we look at each of those, it was important this week. And why? Well, first, when we look at the ADP number, this is the private payroll report for the month of June. It came in huge. I mean, it was at 497,000. That's amazing when the forecast was for 225. So almost double what was expected. And of the job ads, 75%, get this, were in the service sector. I mean, if you're traveling, if you're doing anything, you know what I'm talking about. It's crazy out there. Planes are packed, hotels are packed, restaurants are packed. When is it going to end, right? That's what everybody's wondering. So that's where all the jobs were, 75% in the service sector. 25% were in goods producing sectors. And the biggest gains, obviously, were in leisure and hospitality. Second, we had the June non-farm payroll report come out. Now, this was where the interesting news in my mind came out as well, because you had this extreme ADP number, and so we're expecting Friday's report to be, again, something that was surprising, but it wasn't. It painted a softer picture. The job ad in June was 209,000. Now, expectations were at 230,000, but remember last month we came in at 306,000, which again was sort of a blowout. So what's going on is that number is getting lower, which shows that it is slowing down a little bit, but not, again, not enough to warrant a recession, but it's getting slower, which is good. That's a good signal that the rising rates are working and slowing things down a little bit. The average hourly wage gain continued to remain elevated. It was a 4.4%, and that expectation was 4.2. So again, this is what I'm talking about. When you have cost of wages, cost of living going up over 4%, what does 4% really get you anymore? Now, as you know, the Fed is targeting growth at 3.5%, and they want to get inflation down to 2%. That's their target. But they're still a way away from getting there. And so we are still seeing this labor market, on fire. It's still going hot. But again, remember, labor, these numbers we're getting, they're a lagging indicator of the true economic health, because they're reporting what just happened in the rearview mirror. And so as things start to slow down, just expect that that's when you're going to start to see more reaction in the market. One silver lining that I saw in the data this past week was, while labor remained resilient and the demand for services is strong, inflation didn't move that much higher. And in fact, it showed signs that it is still being contained, and in some cases, even contracting a little bit, as we looked at some of the ISM price paid components. So overall, it was a pretty interesting week. I just expect to see more of this as we sort of grind through where we are now. And I would just be, if you made money in certain areas in the stocks, you might want to reposition some of those now into some of the areas that haven't really done well. Growth is still, I would call it an overdone trade. It's done much better than value. And so this might be the time to distribute some of that capital in some of those stocks that are paying better dividends and are lower priced earnings ratios right now, just to get out of those stocks that have done very, very well. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with taking some money off the table.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.